This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to The Essentials, The Reset. I am your host, Hubert Edwards. And as usual, we are in for a great discussion. This evening, we are going to have with us a lady who I consider to be an ambassador of the world. She represents a movement, an organization. She is an evangelist. But she comes to us from a place where many of us would have heard them sing and love the way they sing, gravitate to the way they sing. But this evening, The Essentials is going to put her right in front of you, straight out of the United States. But as usual, if you want to join us, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and our text line is 422-4796. What do you do? What do you do when you have a gift? What do you do when that gift is recognized by someone in your family and it gets nurtured from very early? What do you do with a life when you come upon circumstance which causes you to want to step back, maybe, because you're faced with illness? What do you do with a life which is full of gift and talent? Well, our guest is going to help us to understand what you do with that. And she's standing in the room. She's standing by. She's going to be there just for a little bit more as we get this one started right. You're listening to The Essentials. And this evening, if you are not used to it, then it's time to put on your dancing boots. It's time to take up your tambourine, because we are going to have a little bit of church in here today. I want you to stand by. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to set the tone, because today we will be speaking with none other than evangelist Lemmy Battles, also known as the Gospel Songbird, former lead singer with the Chicago Mass Choir. You listen to The Essentials. Don't move. Come right back.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 Photography Competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges maximize their performance and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Welcome back as we get the ball rolling. Evangelist Lemmy Battles, welcome to the Essentials. Welcome to the Bahamas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so good. And it's I'm just excited and I'm elated to be chosen to come on and share with you guys in the Bahamas.
Yeah, it's certainly a pleasure having you here. As you know, we kicked that off with one from the Chicago Mass Choir. We want to start where we must start. You were the lead singer at one point in time. You're still associated with the organization, but you were the lead singer of this world-famous institution. Talk to us about that. Tell us about that. How did that happen? How was your journey? Describe what that, because we out here, and by out here I mean persons in the world, know about this very, very famous place, this very, very famous choir. And to be here today to have in our presence the individual who was at the forefront, we want to get a feel and understanding of what it means to be in the Mass Choir and be the lead singer.
Well, first of all, I give all honor and glory to God. Before I got into Mass, I was a traveling soloist. And I was out there because I knew God had called me to do what I do even now. But God saw fit to put me in a choir. I say he put me in an organization to get me out there. Mm-hmm. And I was there for almost 25 years. Had my good days and my bad days, my ups and my down, and that's understandable when you're dealing with a large choir. And I tell you, it was exciting. A lot of things that I learned, but I was excited to do what God had called me to do. So now he's drawn me back to where I started. So now I'm back where I started. I'm a traveling singing evangelist. But my journey with the Chicago Mass Choir was exciting. I found out who I really was, is, and now. If you know where I'm coming from.
Definitely.
See, a lot of times you're just singing because you can sing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm singing because I know God called me to sing. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I had my challenges, even in my physical body, because I'm a three-time cancer survivor, a two-time throat cancer survivor, and I went through all of that. Still my journey with the Mass Choir. And I send kudos to the Chicago Mass Choir, Dr. Faranda Williams and Percy Grader, the producer that wrote the song for me. Matter of fact, he wrote many, many of their hits, and I was the lead vocals on it. And I give God all the glory because he didn't have to. But when God sees what's in you, and then he puts you out there for others to see, then you are chosen. And I thank God that I was chosen to do. Well, matter of fact, Holy Ghost Power was the one that put me personally on the map through Chicago Mass Choir. Mm. That's how it was known, with the song Holy Ghost Power. And when Percy Gray wrote the song, can I tell you, I knew that that song was for me. And I would tell some of the choir members, they said, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, yes, I do. I said, because number one, I got the Holy Ghost. I said, number two, that sounds like me. I said, number three, I know I can sing it. And before he passed all of the songs out, when he was passing the songs out, do you not know Holy Ghost Power was my song? And I want you to know I still sing Holy Ghost Power, because my dad always told me, never forget who helped bring you across the water. So again, kudos to Chicago Mass Choir. I thank God for the journey. And sometimes when you in, God put you in order to send you to higher heights, mm-hmm. you know. And I thank the Lord. That's where I'm at today. And I'm still traveling. I just told somebody today, just this week, God gave me 4 bookings out of town. And nobody but God is doing it. And I give God all of the glory. So the journey is good. You got to know that God called you into the position that you say God called you in. I use that word you say, because you're the one said it. I said it. And I stand on it today that I know that I know, just as I know that I'm saved, that God called me to sing and travel all over this country.
Yeah.
And the devil don't like it.
And you've been doing this for a long, long time.
And I love it just like eating a plate of food.
Okay. And what I've discovered about you when you talk about eating a plate of food is catfish, right? Has to be on the side.
I bought some yesterday. Honey, I had catfish yesterday. I love catfish, but I baked some yesterday.
Yes. You were, in a way, as you know, persons often say in the music industry these days, you were discovered by your grandfather. He was the one who nurtured you from the age of 5. Tell us about that, and tell us about the relationship with your grandfather.
Well, my grandfather, my mom, she was the only child, but she had 13 children. Mm. And yes, and he mentored pretty much all of us to where we at today. But most of them have moved on because they sang, but God called them into pastorate. They're pastors now. And so I'm the only ones yet out there doing what I do. My grandfather, at the age of 5, that's what my bio would say, at the age of 5, my grandfather, it was 3 of us. And 3 of the girls, and he would carry us everywhere he would go. But I was the only bold one. Honey, I was bold. I said, Granddad, I can do it, Granddad. And he would just pat me. I'm like, you go, you know. I was excited as a little girl to sing. Didn't know what I was singing about, but I loved to sing. And so the one of the girls cried all the time. The other girl, she was too pitchy, high pitch, you know. And I was that traditional a little 5-year-old girl out there singing, sweet home, it's a beautiful home. Oh, I'd get out there on that floor, and I tell you, we had no music, we had no drums, no nothing. My granddaddy said, always just belt it out. And I'd get out there just as loud, sweet home, I'm just belting on it. My Lord, and honey, I tell you, the people fell in love with me. I was all at their little churches on Sunday evening. That, you know, back in the South, they had them Sunday evening service. And this little girl was sang, because my granddaddy would take me, put me on his lap, and he would take me up there, and he said, sing. And I remember one time I acted like I didn't want to sing, and he paddled me. He paddled me, and he never had to paddle me again. Yeah. But I said that to say this. Sometimes your own people know what's in you, and you need them to help pull it out of you. Mm-hmm. And my late grandfather, Deacon Roosevelt Miller, and his daughter, Viola Miller Barnes, mentored me into singing because I was the bold one. Now, the boys, they were quartet singers, and I was the only soloist. Mm-hmm. And as I foresaid, as of today, I am still doing what I've done back at the age of 5. Now I'm 71 and I'm still belting it out.
Still have that big voice. So all the way from Arkansas, as an individual who is steep in the south, and and that is jumping out because of catfish. Catfish is a part of the soul food family. But your experience growing up in the south at that point in time, going to church, being mentored by your grandfather, who obviously was well intertwined with the church, talk to us about how that worked and how important the church was to your growth and development.
Well, in the South, first of all, mother had all those children, when she had 13, one died at birth. But, we was never was to stay at home. We were made to go to church. And then, look, nobody left home. You was at church on Sunday morning. That's why today, when I go somewhere, I got to be in somebody's church. Whether I'm in town or out of town, I got to go to church. But my grandfather was a deacon at the church. Mm-hmm. And in the South, everybody went to church. You never say, I don't feel like God. No, baby, whatever's wrong with you, you better get you some tea or something, corn tea. And you feeling bad? Uh-huh. Okay, come on, drink some of this tea. We never stayed at home. So my grandfather was one of the deacons. They call it Dr. Watts. I don't know what y'all call it down. They were singing the song, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, those Dr. Watts songs, mm-hmm. And so that lit up in me. I know them today. I know all of the Dr. Watts songs. But as I grew older, I never left where I came from, because when I go home, I look forward to that Southern service down there. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have praise team singers. We only had the deacons would open up, and then the choir would sing, and then you would go from there. So I tell everybody, never forget where you came from, trying to live above your means. Stay in your arena. I don't care how big that people say that they are. Never forget where you came from. So I'm excited. I'm a country girl. I live in the country in Chicago. Don't bother me. I'm not excited about brick homes. I'm not excited about fine cars. I'm excited about living a life that's pleasing to God, because God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited. Music, I love gospel music. I just did the gospel Pandora last night. I had to send them a little short story about my music and stuff. And why do I love it? I love music. I love it. It's in me. I wake up with it. I go to bed with it. I love it. And I can pretty much sing a lot of people music that affects my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because one song, as I was going through throat cancer, and I'm not getting off the subject, the Lord put this song, a song that Pastor Shirley Caesar sang, "You're Next in Line for a Miracle." Well, I had to get in line for the miracle in order for you to see the miracle. So that's why I'm saying you're looking at a miracle. Why? Because I got in line for the miracle. Now I will never stop trusting God. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm kind of the one. Hi, y'all. I feel my help right here on this Zoom. But God is so good to me, and I just thank him. So my granddaddy instilled in me. Well, it was my mom. My granddaddy sang, but it was my mom said, baby, be real about what you're doing. Because when I was going through cancer, something, she said, baby, are you praying? She said, I've been praying for you all your little life. She said, now it's time for you to pray for yourself. It wasn't until then I began to pray and cry out to God that he would heal me. And I said, God, if you heal me, I said, I will sing to heaven, gets the news. And there are times when I'm called to sing and don't feel like singing. But the Bible said, if you make one step, he said he'll make two. And so I press my way there. And before I look around, before they call me up, I'm feeling good. Why? Because I pressed, as Paul would say, to the prize of a high calling. I had to get in there. And then God began to lay his hands on me and he healed me. And then I got up and was able to minister to the people. So my grandfather had a lot to do with me where I'm at now, and my mom, and the Lord God Almighty. And I must kudos to my husband that let me travel all over this world. He don't stress me. He don't pull on me. He don't ask me how much money I make. He don't do it. He just say, you say God call you to do it, then go do it. And that's what I do. So I'm happy everywhere I go. You would never know that I'm sad. I can tell you that because I'll go back to my room and sit on my bed and just tell the Lord fix it. And he does just that. So, you know, but I'm excited.
Yeah, and you are excited. You sound very excited. You say you're 71 years old and you sound
I'm 71.
You have the voice of a teenager. You are, you know, bubbling and coming through sharp and clear. You know, from the lap of your grandfather, your late grandfather, Deacon, to become a recognized for the Grammys, to be nominated for a Dove Award, you didn't win, but to be amongst the nominees is in and of itself a massively great achievement, isn't it?
Well, to be honest with, those are just titles.
Yeah.
Those are just titles. And I must say, a lot of people that win them put up a lot of money to get them. Yes,
I understand you.
Or did I say that? Yeah, I said it. But everything got a price to it. You understand? Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Like I was up, was considered as a Dove this time. Mm-hmm. I thank God that I was considered. Now, I never felt like I was going to win. You understand? Because it costs, it's a price to it. And I refuse. I have to be honest. You can't give that you ain't got. And you can't keep a roof. I'm just going to use this as a parable. You can't keep a roof over somebody else's house and yours leaking.
Mm.
Okay. You catch that on the way out the door. So in this industry, it's such a price to pay. But see, it's not a price with God. God said, they that wait upon the Lord. He said, he'll give you desires of your heart. And to be honest with you, Mr. Edward, I've gotten everything I've asked God for. But I had to leave Arkansas to get to where I want to pursue what I know that God had called me in. You remember Joe had to leave his kindred. I had to leave my people and come where I felt like the ministry that God had given me would go forward. I went through hell and high water. I did some good things. I did some bad things. But I never gave up on God. That's why my single, you see it in the back there, in the pink there, that says, never stop trusting God. Mm-hmm. And I wear it on a TV, on my T-shirt. I would never take my eyes off of God because the Lord has been so good to me. And I'm talking to somebody out there right now because I feel it in my shondo that you're going through something, but never let go. God may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And I've had a desire. I've been to the Bahamas twice, I think, me and my husband, and with the choir. But I long to come there and sing.
Yeah,
Bishop Ellis. I know of Bishop Ellis, too.
Okay.
My brother, Pastor Larry, Bishop Larry Trotter, mm-hmm, you know, but, mm-hmm. You know, and it's coming. It's coming. So
yeah.
I'm not in a hurry because when it comes, it was the time.
Certainly look forward to seeing and meeting and greeting you when you get here. I just want to take you just a little bit back, right? As you indicate, you're a country girl. You were singing, obviously, in churches. At some point in time, after you get into your teenage years and you start to think, you know, there must be a bigger world out there. What prompted you, what pushed you or pulled you away from Arkansas?
Oh, I never liked Arkansas in the beginning because I went through school, let me tell you, and the day I graduated at Fridays, I was on the Greyhound bus. We was getting the See, listen, I chop cotton, I pick cotton, bull stump, I did it all. I know what it's all about. I didn't want that to be the rest of my life. I you know, and even like here in Chicago, I live in the country, but I'm not down there. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And see, my kids live in the suburb. I don't like the suburb. I like people. I love people. I like coming out on my front porch saying, hey, how y'all doing and all of that.
So you're a city girl from the country.
I'm a city girl from the country. That's right. That's right. I cook my lima beans and my my speckled butter beans and okra honey. I just had some the other day. I'm just country. But in the city, you can get more done with your music because you meet those musical inclined people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I came here, to be honest, somebody actually came to me and asked me, he says, why don't you join the Chicago Mass Choir? They need a strong leader and, you know, alto. Well, it wasn't so much, I never was so much of a background singer. I've always been a lead singer. But how many know you got to start somewhere? And so my former producer told me, said, when I came, I told him who I was. And I told him that I was a lead singer. I wasn't no background singer. And I want to sing lead. So he said, ooh, she really know what she's talking about. I'm going to give her a chance. And he said, ever since then, I have stood on what I said. I am who God called me to be. I'm a lead singer. I decrease and let God increase. Mm-hmm. So it's never about limit. Always remember that it should never be about yourself. It should be about God using you through the Holy Spirit. And that's why I tell singers today, when God allow you to get a microphone, you sit down, because you know you ain't nobody, and let God use you to bless the house. And so that's why you never hear me say, and I'm telling you, I hear it all the time. So flesh will get you in trouble. But I tell you, when you wait on God, my God would impact you with the anointing, and that anointing would spread all over the church. I've seen it done. And so with that being said, when I travel and sing, I'm a testimonial singer, Psalmist, you know, and I tell my testimony and encourage people that are going through that it ain't over till God says it's over. Mm-hmm. And he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Just don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And at the end of the survey, I have a long line saying, Sister Battle, I just got healed of cancer, and I this and I that, and God allows me to pray for them and stuff. I wrote a book that says From That to This. And on that book is some two pictures on there. That is me in the blue, where I suffered cancer, went out to a size 7, stayed on chemo for 5 long years. Doctor said I wouldn't see the age of 50, but I'm 71. Come on, somebody. He said, I'd never hear another note. You see, that's a lie. God has strengthened my vocals better than I have ever sang. And sometimes I scares myself. When them notes come, I said, look at God, because when you sit down again and let God step in, you can't lose.
Yeah, so effectively, you were saying, you know, you have a gift. You know you have a gift.
But
at the end of the day, you humble yourself to the fact that this gift was given to you.
That's what my mama said, just stay humble. I never understood what that word was until I got out here in this thing called music industry. Mm-hmm. You got so many naysayers. You got so many people that are jealous of you. You got so many clicks. You got so many clacks. You just got everybody laughing in your face and got your back. I had to learn that the hard way. I've learned it now, you know. So I thank God for my tenacity, you know, to not quit. You see, those that quit never was it. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I said it. Uh-huh. No, if you quit, God ain't call you. Because, see, he didn't say this race was going to be easy. He never said that. He said, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley. And the shadows of I've walked through some valleys. I've walked through some shadows. I've walked through some people's light on me. I've walked through it. But David said, you ain't got to fear nothing, Lenny. He said, because I got you.
Yeah.
You ain't got to fear that. So I tell the story all the time. You see, I'm getting happy, don't you?
Yeah. Let me just ask you this, though. In going through your battles with cancer, you recovered 3 times. Was there a point, a moment, which you may look back and consider to be your lowest moment, when you think you sat and thought to yourself, well, you know, Lemmy Battles, even though my name is Battles, well, you may have not been Battled then, but regardless, you know, let me just give up. I can't bother with this no more. 1 time, good. 2 time, now a 3rd time. Was there
moment? I never had that thought.
What kept you away from that?
My pastor would always coach me. And my pastor and him would always coach me. Mm-hmm. And they would always tell me, my husband, you know, he couldn't hear me, but he sure did pray for me. There was times I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk because of the cancer in my throat. And let me just tell you another miracle just happened to me January. The doctor set me down for 3 weeks and a half. And I noticed this thing was in my neck. And I said, let me go take care of myself. And I happened to go to the doctor. So you got to listen to your body. And I went to the doctor. And when I walked in, they checked me. And I had 2 large nodules there. And I had to go in the hospital January the 17th as an outpatient. They drained it all. I put five small needles in there, drained all of the fluid out. They said, Ms. Battles, we just need you to shut it down for about 3 weeks or so. He said, just shut it down. You need to rest your vocal. He said, but let us get all of this out. And because we don't want to come back. I'm telling you, God is so good. And so they did. And Jack, you know, I ain't going to tell you, fear did come, but it didn't stay there. You know what I said? I said, God, if you did it before, you'll do it again. I hope somebody listening to me, because can I tell you, it ain't over till he says it's over. And do you not know, January the 21st, the nurse didn't call me. It was the doctor that called to tell me that everything was well, and I could go back doing what I was doing. That ain't nothing but God. Mm. I'm telling you, the Bible said the testing and the trying up your faith, work it patiently. What I'm trying to answer your question. I never gave up nor out. I just didn't understand why I was going through what I was going through. And there were times I sung and still had it. You know, I just wasn't going to get the devil no glory myself. I sung one time and then blood was coming out of my mouth. I mean, I think that was ignorant on my part. But, you know, I just wasn't going to give the devil no glory. Especially, see, I've been in church all my life, but church ain't been in me all its life. Uh-huh. I said something. I was made to go to church.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to church. Come on, somebody. Because when God is showing up, when you showing up, God, you ain't going to give in on that stuff. Because the devil don't like me and I don't like him. he really don't like me on, because I got something for him every time he comes.
And we can talk. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're having a conversation with Evangelist Lemmy Battles, and she's sharing with us her story. You know, she is a 3-time survivor from cancer. She's known as a songbird. She started in our Arkansas from the age of 5. But she had to battle through different things. Now, you know, she's not coming out and telling us the whole story in some instance. But we understand there was a moment when, you know, she was in the church, but the church wasn't in her. And so we go through life, all of us, as we go through life, we are going to be faced with battles. We are going to be faced with struggles. Yes. We are going to drift away from our center. But at the end of the day, it's about coming back to that center and using our gifts and talents.
Yes.
To the fullest potential that we have. And, you know, when you are referred to as this gospel songbird and person listen to you, when they take a listen of your song, whether you're singing as a solo artist or you're singing with the Chicago Mass Choir, it becomes clear that you're not just there working. You're authentically into the music. Talk to us about that, because it comes out when I look at you on YouTube. It comes out in your body language. When you're being introduced, you are in the back and you are almost ready and raring to go. Talk to us about how that feels.
Well, here, you know what? The late Albertina Walker, one of her adjectives, she was saying, she's the Lemmy. One thing about Albertina, she said, if you really want to go to church, go to one of Lemmy's programs. You're going to come out feeling something. That made me feel good, because here's the thing with that. I'm not an entertainer. I don't care what nobody say. I'm not a show girl. I don't care what nobody say. I don't do gigs. I don't care what nobody say. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. Somebody say, Lemmy, yes, you do a show. No, I don't. Because when you decrease and allow God to go, God is not a show. You sit down. Now, if you come out there in your own flesh, you can become a show. Because you begin to ecobot. You begin to do what other folks do. You begin to run to do them wrongs like other folks. Be you. Everybody said, you just like Shirley Caesar. I said, no. I love her music and I can sing her music. But it ain't but one Shirley. And it ain't but one Lemmy. it's not. I don't. And sometimes I get it and I don't. But when you are just you.
Authentic.
I tell my kids, just be you. Mm-hmm. Why you want a Cadillac and you don't know how to keep a Chevrolet clean? Yes. That don't make sense.
Yeah. And so
be you.
We're going to take a break here, and then we come back. We're going to continue this conversation. Of course, I said to you, we're going to have some church on the essentials today. And, you know, it started. I think you feel a vibe, but there's way more to come. We have some very, very good music to play for you, and we have more for you to learn about this wonderful lady, Evangelist Lemmy Battles, for 25 years, lead singer of the Chicago Mass Choir, and now still at the age of 71, still roaring and doing her solo thing. This is The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. Come right back.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Come on, y'all. Hi, my name is Lemmy Battles. I got a testimony, you guys, and I'm getting ready to go out here. I want you to listen to what God has given me through song. You're looking at a miracle. I'm a three-time cancer survivor. I gotta go.
Bobby Bell's gospel, make some more noise for the Lord. I'd like to thank you again for joining us for this program. This is my 29th, 30th season right here at BET. God's good, huh? Does it deserve some love, right? Well, you know, there's all type of gospel music, and I love them all. And, you know, traditional gospel is just in my blood. I love to see the saints that really get out and praise God. You know, like we do it in the gospel church, you know what I mean? Well, I have a great one. She's a living evidence of God's grace. She is a premier soloist for the Chicago Mass Choir. Ladies and gentlemen, she's been healed from cancer 3 times. Come on and welcome to the stage, Evangelist Lemmy Battles.
Well, come on and put your hands together for Evangelist Lemmy Battles. Come on, put your hand together. How many of you need a miracle? Let me see you wave your hand. Come on, come on. Every time you look
And welcome back. You're looking at a miracle. Three-time cancer survivor, evangelist Lemmy Battles. What is it like to be associated, to be in the presence of the great Bobby Jones, to be around the likes of Shirley Caesar, and more importantly, to possess this so wonderful and powerful voice, but to keep it authentic, never ever kind of veering over to what we have seen in many instances where the songs of praise, the songs of gospel, don't sound much different from the mainstream R&B. How do you view that? What is your take on those things? She's still there? She's muted. Okay, just need to unmute, and then we get with Lemmy Battles. We were listening to one of her songs. That when you look at her, you are looking at a miracle. She just need to be unmuted. She ready to go? Yes.
I am.
Talk to us about those things. You know, you have kept it authentic. You have kept it churchy. You have kept it just like they do it in the South before there was the music and mm-hmm. the band. You know, other persons run away and lean towards the R&B style, which
yeah.
you know the thing sound. All of it sound just like the same thing. Your views, your take on that.
Well, let me deal with Dr. Bobby Jones and Pastor Shirley Caesar. It has always been my desire, let me say that, to meet them and to be a part of them and to be in their midst. And I didn't rush it. God made it happen. I met Dr. Bobby Jones back in 1993 when I first did my first cassette. Y'all know the cassette. Mm-hmm. That says Know Him So Well. And I went down there to... you know, get it heard and stuff. It didn't go well, you know, but I had to do what I had to do. And then I just met a lot of artists and stuff. And then Pastor Shirley Caesar, I met her in L.A. She was singing, doing one of her songs. And lo and behold, she pulled one of my kids out of the audience to sing the song. When you had it all up, the real cause of my love is no charge. And she used my boy. And so I, you know, and, you know, I just kind of just stayed around them and stuff until they put me out. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the people that they work with wouldn't let you hang around them and stuff like that. So I was like gradually came into their lives and stuff. And then Dr. Jones heard of me. And do you know, he called me, took me overseas with him twice. Then he called me a puller. You know, he'd start the song off and I take the vamp and go ahead on. So all of that just worked into where it is now with Dr. Bobby Jones. He supports, matter of fact, he's been coming to my birthday since I was 59. I have a service every year. Now it's every 5 years. I'm not coming back now until I get 80. I mean, 75. But he's been coming. So we have really bond as good friend. As a matter of fact, next month he'll be 85. And so we're going to help celebrate that. So with Pastor Shirley Caesar, everything just fell in with her, you know, because she's down to earth too. You know, had some bumps with her, but I never forced myself on none of them. The Lord always made a way for me to be in their midst. Now, with the songs and stuff like that, I've never was a R&B nothing. It was just gospel because it's all we knew. My mom didn't let us listen to anything else. If we did, it was when we went over our friend's house and we heard it. And we better not come back home humming it, okay? And so with that being said, I don't even know a whole blues song. I don't even know a whole R&B song. All I know is gospel. But I can tell you, coming up in my younger days, and, you know, when you're young, you're just out there, you know, I ain't been saved all my life. Y'all better hear this, and neither have you. And I had some humps. But in my life of gone, you know, getting married and stuff like that, and abusive and stuff, not fighting and stuff like that, other, because, you know, you can, you know, abusive is just more than fighting. Mm-hmm. And that was a song came across the radio. I will never forget it. And I stick with it right now. Don't even know the whole song. But it was that one word that says R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Mm. I had made it up in my mind. I'm going to get respect. I don't care who it is and who it's from. I'm going to get respect. I don't even know the whole song. I don't even know the beginning of the song. All I know, I was going to get respect, and I'm getting it now. Because, see, people do you like you allow them to. So I've never been asked to sing R&B and nothing like that, because I've always walked in the way that people know what Lemmy Battles is all about. Now, just the other day, I was out of town, and they was talking about, you was there, talking about crossing over. I mean, collaborating. I don't know nobody to collaborate. I just need to stay where God got me at. You know what I'm saying? I'm 71. I don't need to prove nothing to nobody. I just need to stay in his will and in his way as he opened doors for me. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, Dr. Bobby Jones, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood, Inez Ange and them all, they paved the way for me. I watched them. They told me a lot that they went through that I knew I would never go through, because I ain't going to let it happen to me. You know, and a lot of times people had to do what they had to do to get to where they want. But I'm not selling out, ain't selling in, I'm not giving in. I'm going to do it God's way. And if I ain't got the money to do what I need to do, then I'll wait till God, you know, make that happen. What am I saying? You don't sell out to get nowhere. Man will put you out there and drop you, and God will put you out there and keep you. Okay, y'all will catch that on the way out the door. So we got to be careful when we say that, you know, about the music. Yes, there's all types of genre of music, but I'm gospel. I don't bazzle nobody else on no other kind of music. All I ever knew was gospel. Mm-hmm. I knew what I was taught. You know what I'm saying? That's just like the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the South until I got in under stronger teaching. Okay, somebody need to hear this. I got under stronger teaching, and then it was confirmed to me that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But you got to start at home first, okay, and then you go out. And so what happened, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I goes out, it's in me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. God it allowed me to speak in tongue with evidence, you know, stuff like that. It's something God put on me, you know. He had to strip me. I used to wear pants. He had to strip me. I didn't have the pleasant mouth. God had to cleanse me up. See, some people need a cleansing from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I was one of them girls. I never drank. I never had alcohol. I never was in drugs and nothing like that. But I had a life that was not pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. And so I got it right. And God forgave me. And I'm who I am today because of God.
Yeah. You started your debut. Your debut release was in 1997, I think, with CMC. This one, the release was You Love Me.
Yes.
Which rose all the way to number 22 on the gospel charts.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that one.
I think I did on that one. I didn't do You Love Me. Percy Gray did that, but I'm on there. I think it was, what was my song? I'm looking at it and can't even call it. But anyway, that was a great CD. That debut was awesome. And, you know, like I say, I just excellate as God take me through. Even with the mask, I had a song on every CD date that they had, you know, and all of that just came reality to the music industry. Mm-hmm. I signed with New Haven in Nashville, Tennessee,
2003. Well,
2003.
Mm-hmm.
They signed me. They was looking for a strong solo singer. Percy Gray put my name out there, and they signed me as a solo artist. I think the CD was Celebrate.
Yeah.
Gathered here in Jesus' name. Let's have a good time. Yeah. That.
Let's have a good time live.
Yeah. Celebrate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that song. I always do it when I go to the outdoor festivals and stuff like that, because that song sets the atmosphere for what we're getting ready to do out in the park.
Yeah,
so you got to know what song to come out with.
We need to hear some more of that. Let's get a little bit more of that from you. Go ahead.
I love it.
Yeah.
We gather here in Jesus' name. Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. Forget your problems. It's time to praise him. Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Let's have a good time, y'all. Wave your hands, say amen. Let's have a good time, y'all. I mean, it's a great song. I still sing it. Matter of fact, I'll be singing it this Saturday. I'm doing a debut with a young lady that's coming out with a new CD. And she texted me. She said, Ms. Battle, would you please do Celebrate? Well, I'm going to do Celebrate. Why? Because we're celebrating her. Mm-hmm. Amen? Yes. So every song, I pitched the song. And can I say this? I want artists just to know it's okay to take your song with you. But whether you get to sing it or not, follow what God is saying. There are times I have gone with my stuff and never got to sing it. When I get up there, God will put another song out there in me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need the hope. I need things. Somebody in the church needs to hear that. Every hour, I need the hope. Bless me now. You know, my Savior. And somebody comes in, you know, I needed that. I said, well, I guess you did, because God didn't let me sing what I wanted to sing, you know. And don't get upset, because God did it, not you. You follow what God said, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if it's that time for you to sing it, you have another time, then just sing it. Don't get upset. I didn't get to sing my song. No. You didn't, if you came in your flesh, then you'll get upset. But if you came in God, you'll obey the Spirit. And you got to try the Spirit by the Spirit, long to line up what? With the Word of God.
Yeah. I want you to listen to this one. We're going to play the next song that we have. I want you to listen to that and then, you know, come back and give us your thoughts. I was listening to it. I found it, it was slightly different from the mass choir vibe, but it had enough oomph in there to keep you and to help you to recognize that it was actually you still, but a little bit smoother. I'm not sure why, but you'll tell us.
Okay. I bet it's Unblack and Amanda.
No, it's not that one yet. we are going to get to that, but we're not quite there yet.
Come on, put your hands together. How many of y'all like quartets? Well, I do, y'all. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Tell the Lord thank you. All I'm trying to do is tell the Lord thank you. He woke me up this morning, sent me on my way. All I'm trying to do is tell the Lord. Ooh. All I'm trying to do, y'all, tell him thank you. All I'm trying to do is tell the Lord thank you. He woke me up this morning, sent me on my way.
Evangelist Lemmy Battles.
Yes.
Well, I am not a musical person, and I don't have the type of ear that you have, but I heard big band sound and jazz.
Oh, okay.
Talk to us about...
I never heard that.
Yeah, I heard a big band bop, bop, bebop behind that, so...
Okay,
I found that very interesting.
Yeah. Let me tell you how that song came about. Now, there's a song that I did on Dr. Bobby Jones. I did it on a slow version a few years ago, and then I came back on quartet because I'm known as quartet and then choir. That's what my granddaddy brought us up in, quartet, and then I got in the church choir. But we're known as a quartet, you know. And so I wanted a quartet song, and I went back and got that one, you know. And Lil Harry from the Victory Travel, he tagged me with it. So, you know, I want to thank you for healing my body. I want to thank you for saving my soul. You know, I mean, because here in Chicago, all music is not played on radio. See, there is a station just for quartet. And I wanted to be heard on the quartet station. And so...
Explain that to us. It's a quartet. That's just a group of five? A group of four?
No, just quartet. It's called on 1390 here in Chicago every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 o'clock. Only quartet is played.
Yeah, what constitute a quartet?
Huh?
what constitute a quartet? Is it two person, three person, four person?
Guys singing quartet music. You know, you heard of the Pilgrim Jubilees, the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Those are quartet singers.
Okay.
Yeah. And a bunch of men's singing. Now you got a lot of ladies singing because you got the Douglas singers. Quartet is hot here in Chicago.
Right, and you wanted to be in on that.
I wanted a song on the quartet station. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And so I used Lil Harry from Victory Travel to help me do it. And it went really well. It really did. And so, you know, they played. As a matter of fact, the guy called me 2 weeks ago and told, we played your song on 13th night. I said, thank you.
You know, in a big city like you are, you ran away from Arkansas to get to the big city so that you can look out over the stoop and see all of the energy and the people moving.
Yeah.
But how important it is for the big markets, to be in the big markets, to have access to the multiple radio stations, the ones that specialize and the ones which are general. How important is that to a singer's, a performer's career?
Well, first of all, you have to find your niche.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be in everything. Because, far as I'm concerned, being in Chicago, I'm not heard enough on the station. Now, if you notice, iHeart Music, they only play the old singers, you know, the oldest but goodest. They play as many songs of the dead as they do the living.
Mm-hmm.
So our latest music aren't being played nowhere but on the internet and stuff like that. I hardly ever hear my music here in Chicago. But the Lord has blessed me to come from the bottom of 200 on Media Base chart to 73. So I call what I do the favor of God. You see, the favor of God that's getting my music played out there, that people believes in me, they believe in my music, and they are, you're helping me go forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's really hard. But again, when you know God has called you, you got to get out there. Mm-hmm. It's just like finding a job.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and find where it works at. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even after being in the music business now with the Mass Choir for 25 years, singing and so on for so long, being associated with some of the icons of the industry, still have to be out there pushing to.
Yes. I had a manager though for like, I said 11 years. She said 14. I learned the business. When I go to these conferences and stuff, I don't go to fellowship. I go to learn to enhance what I know God has called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed myself because she was my manager, but I was learning all at the same time. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
I do my own paperwork at the end of the year. I do my own paperwork for my tax man because I've learned what to do from January to December leading up to tax time. I have to get all of that together myself and turn it into the tax man. Ain't nobody do nothing for you free. Nobody. Mm-hmm. All of this is on you. And so you'd always, I want the artists to know, I don't care what you're trying to do, baby. Uncle Sam, no, you better be honest with it because he'll come back on you. If they send you 1099, turn it in. You got paid, turn it in. You know, don't get in trouble not turning your 1099s in. Because that church have turned the money in that he gave to you. And then when the tax people don't even see. So they're going to come back and what? Audit you. So you don't never want to get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I do myself every 4 months. Because I know December will be here soon. So I have to have all that ready by April to do my taxes.
Yeah. And so you're out there, you're managing, you're singing, you're mentoring, you're supporting, so you pretty much do it all at this point in time.
Let me tell you what else I do, Mr. Edward. I'm not just a singer. Mm-hmm. When I come home from out of town, I go to the nursing home, visit the sick.
Good.
See what they need and stuff. I do that. I'm a servant of God.
Wonderful.
are serving. You ain't just singing. You ain't wake up singing. You understand what I'm saying? And the people's in the hospital, if they did not need you, they wouldn't be there. So I tell singers, spread yourself out. Spread yourself out just like you spread your CD table. You're on your CD. You need more than a CD on your table. I have books. I have T-shirts. I have scars because I'm an entrepreneur. You see. So when I go right now, I have my single and my T-shirt. I sell them as a package. Mm-hmm. I hear that some people selling T-shirts for $40. No, I would never sell a T-shirt for $40. First of all, you ain't paid that much to buy it, nor the person paid that much to do it. Mm-hmm. So let's stop robbing people. See, I do it to support the ministry because I got to buy my own CD. I got to buy my own T-shirt. So that money goes back into what? The ministry. Then you need to learn to be a tithe payer. Pay your tithes and then let God take you where he needs to take you. Why are you going to sing and make all the money don't give back to who opened the door for you? That don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Talk back to me. That don't make sense.
Yeah, that's about compassion and living and understanding.
That's a bad word, compassion. You got to be But you don't. People don't do that. I go visit the sick. I help. I do whatever that. The Bible said, "Whatever thy hand findeth to do it, do it, and don't do it with grudgingly. Just do it." You got senior citizens out there. You just come sit with them a while. They happen. But first of all, they're lonely. You say you love them, then go out there and spend a little time with them. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, and that's really, really great to hear. And I think, young artists in the Bahamas, whether you are into gospel or you're just an artist in general, you have to recognize that it's about giving back of your time. And anybody for that matter, giving up of your time, giving up some of your gifts, giving up some of your treasures.
Absolutely. I go to the store and I buy them little stuff and I take it out there to them and stuff like that. Give of yourself.
Yes, I think that is an excellent way to do it. And you can't be too big. You could be the lead singer of the Chicago Mass Choir for 25 years. You still can find some time to go to the store and to go sit with somebody who needs your presence, which helps them to feel better about their own life. And so I think that's an excellent takeaway for anyone who's out there who's listening. At the end of the day, it's not always about where you are, what you achieve. It's more about how you use that achievement to touch impact the lives of others.
Amen. And I tell singers all the time, you say, God, I'm a singer. Okay, did God call you or did you call yourself? Because when you're out there doing it for the Lord, you're going to do it with all your heart. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you see that, first of all, a lot of your singers don't have a covering. I have a covering. My pastor know where I'm at every time I'm out of town. Why? Because he have a covering. The Lord, look, Jesus is covered. Look, and he's my cover. You understand what I'm saying? So he know when he prays for me, I'm at ease. I'm at ease. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing to worry about because he done prayed to the Father and I call him as my covering. So I'm covered in the blood. My husband covers me. So I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed. I'm one of the happiest singers you ever want to see.
And that is evident based on this discussion we've been having so far. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to look at a slightly different side of Lemmy Battles. I think we've just started to heard a little bit about it. But she is from Arkansas in the South. And she says she's not going back there. She will go visit. She will go get some soul food, but she's not going back there. She is now a city girl from the country. And in the city, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And she has a conscience. She has an awareness. And she uses her voice as a means of helping circumstances which impact the persons around her. And most importantly, or maybe more significantly, the people who look like her. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. Come right back. When we come back, we're going to hear the other side of Lemmy Battles.
Amen.
You know it's so essential, so serious. Time for the essential.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean he take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Black and I matter.
Yes.
Around the development with George Floyd, this song reached number one on the BDS Internet Radio Gospel Charts. And yeah, you were making an expression, if you will, advocacy as to why persons should look at other persons differently. It doesn't matter about color, black, white, pink, or blue. It's about the humanity in you. We understand why the song came about in terms of the environment within which it came about. But why did you decide that you had to do this?
First of all, here in Chicago, so much violence and killing and, it's terrible. And then when they killed George Floyd and so many others during that time, my spirit got fixed. And I was praying one night because I get on my knees every night. Even now at my age, I fell 12 years ago, and I told God, almost 15 years ago, and I told God, you heal my leg, I will bow on my knees every night. I don't care what happened. And I'm still doing it. And that night I was praying. I was crying out to the Lord God, help our city, help our country, help our world, God. And I remember that morning as I was laying there in the bed, tears was running down my eyes. And this little tune came into my spirit. I'm black and I matter. I'm black. Yes, I matter. God created me to be who I am. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, I'm black and I matter. Look at me, I'm black. And that came, I began to write down what was in my spirit. And as I was writing it, I got up, my door opened upstairs, and I went upstairs, and it was my son. And I said, Dennis, I says, take this here, because I was writing my lyrics as God gave it to me. I said, do something. He said, well, Mama, what are you trying to do? I said, whatever. I said, I just need to talk about the us, I'm black and I matter. So he sat there, and I promise you, within 5 minutes, my son had wrote, it doesn't matter how you view me. God created me for who I am. It doesn't matter what you say about me. I'm happy with who I am. It's not about color. It's not about race. It's God's amazing grace. Red, yellow, black, or white. We are all precious in his sight. Oh, I'm black. He wrote that. And he began to tell me, he said, well, Mama, where are you going with it? I said, wherever the Lord take us with it. To make a long story short, we wrote it, took it to another producer of mine, you might know of, Richard Gibbs, Inez Andrews' song. And I took in the lyrics like we wanted. And he said, where y'all get that from? I said, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost gave it to us. And we put it together, and he put the background singers to it, and we went into the studio, and it did wonderful. It was moving slow until it really got out there. People heard the message. One record company turned me down. He wanted to sign, but he didn't like the title. And I said, well, this is what God gave me. It doesn't matter. I don't care, you know, whether he signed me or not. This is what the Lord gave me. And I didn't back down on how people felt, because God is not about color. Because you know why? He created us.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Ah, yeah. He didn't say, I'm just going to do all black. He didn't say I'm going to do all white, ain't Mexican, and all that kind of stuff. He didn't say that. And I never backed down. So the record company that I'm with, he said, well, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to keep my title. I'm not, you know, because he wanted me to say, stand together. Stand. You know, he wanted to say, let's stand together. But that's not what God gave me, even though it's the vamp of the song. And I want you to know that the Lord blessed us with that song. And radio were playing it all over. I tried to get it in the hands of Pastor Albert Sharp, but some of his constituents said they was going to help me do it, but they didn't. But you know what? They didn't have to, because God took it where he wanted it to go. Mm-hmm. And I was getting paid 2 digits. And at the end of it, I was getting paid 4 digits. I mean, we got paid triple for what we put in it.
Mm.
I want to say we got paid triple what we got in. So we, you know, then the song, every year in February, Black History, it goes back out. And I, you know, it does well. I'm excited. I'm not as pitchy as I were when I did it, because I'm older and then my throat. But my producer told me, you know what, let me just bring it down a notch. So I'm where I was, you know.
But I still can
sing it, you know, because basically it's nothing that I can't sing. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's in the range that I sing it because I'm A flat and C sharp. So
right.
I think I'm gonna just hang on. I'm gonna hang on to A flat.
Yeah, you gotta stay with what you got at this point in time. But in the tradition of the church, especially emanating out of the South, you know, there's always seem to be a level of consciousness, a level of awareness for the disadvantage which in the United States, disadvantage which persons of color face on an ongoing basis. And for you to step forward, you got the song and you put it out. It has been, successful and profitable for you. But importantly, the underlying message is really what carried it, yeah?
It was the message that I was looking for. I don't care what color you is. God is God and he have no respect of person. And this is what we need to understand. Even now, I can sit inside of my Caucasian person and just have a good time. I have some Caucasian friends, you know, associates and all that kind of stuff. God is not about color. And do you know that song went number one? I got the plaque. I got my big 16x20 plaque with the CD in it. It went number one. Stayed number one for 2 weeks and they sent me the plaque.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give honor to God. I wasn't afraid to launch out for my belief. Some people, they are scared of their faith in God. I ain't scared. Because when you know who you are, then you know whose you are.
Exactly.
And when you know what it is, then your why will line up, you see.
Got you. I have one more, right? We're kind of running out of time, and we do want to get some of these other ones in. I want you to hear this one. Of course, you know it, but I want you to give us your feedback on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get this one in. Yeah, let me get that. I know I heard you say dee ba doob doo.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. It was written by Percy Gray. And it was during the time when I had my husband was really, really sick. I had got sick and I was just going through and I didn't turn the song down and I didn't give him the idea that I didn't want to sing the song. He gave me the song at the last minute. He said, "You got it?" I said, "I got it." And when we started rehearsing the song and the vamp, he said, "Just go with what you feel." And that's what I did. Thank you, Jesus, for all you done for me. Da-da-da-da. Thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. Ah, thank you, Lord. And that's, I sing out of feeling because nobody has brought me to where I am, but God. Mm. And so I thank him. And so when I go out and sing, they still want to hear it. And if the choir don't sing, I have it on track. So I want to go back to this one word, battle. See, the battle is the Lord. So I gave whatever I was going to the Lord. And he fought my battle. That's why I'm a winner. Because I gave it to God. Now, I'm not perfect. I don't try to be perfect. But my mama said, Be real about what you're doing. Paul said, if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. So I have my own little time of worrying. My husband sometimes don't know when I worry. Or when something is on my mind, I just give it to the Lord. I try to keep a smiling face, even sometimes when I'm not feeling well. But the Lord got you. See, as the song said, God got me, he got me. So thank you, Jesus. Really blessed the ministry, and it still is. I was so excited because that was the last year, 2017. Chicago Mass Choir won their Stellas, and it was one of my desires to be featured at the Stellas as a singer. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to win one, but it wasn't my season. I didn't let that bother me. But the Lord saw fit that I would lead that song. Thank you, Jesus. And along with Donnie McClurkin. and it was just a blessing that I did get to stand on the stage with the Chicago Mass Choir as a lead singer for their Stella Award win mm-hmm. in 2017. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you've come a far way from 5 years old to 71. I think that's 65 years in between. You have been blessed. You have done a lot. You have achieved much. Your body of work is there and will be there forever and a day for all persons to enjoy. What is it, as we start to wrap the show up, what is it that you would, say to young artists, what you would want to leave the world with? How do you want the world to remember Lemmy Battles?
Well, I want you to remember Lemmy Battle as a woman of God that loves God and she being true to God. I want to encourage them. If you say God call you, you got to work it. Nothing comes easy. Get to know God and God will lead you. He will direct you in your ups and your down. But notice one thing. If God is not in it, it won't go forward. So be mindful. It's not about the dollar bill. It's not about being seen. It's not about the perfect voice. It's about knowing God. Call you to be one of his chosen vessels, just like he chose me. And to be willing to do what he told you to do in the good times and the bad times. Little story, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. When she got blown away from her family, she didn't know her way back. And the little munchies told her, follow the yellow brick road. So what am I saying? I need you to follow the word of God. Follow God and you will not fail in what you say God called you to do. Have a great day. Bahama, you can call Lemmy Battles at 773-531-1256. How do I know you can call me? Because I answer my own calls. I'm my own manager. I look forward to coming to the Bahamas, ministering to such great peoples such as yourself. Just give me a call.
Yeah, we look forward to certainly have you here on the ground. You know, I think it would be such a wonderful thing, especially if you come along with a couple of those great voices from the Mass Choir and put on a show. We now have a wonderful, wonderful outdoor facility in the Newport. It would be such a wonderful thing to have you there. Come on the cruise, step off the cruise, and sing the cruise back to the United States.
I've done that. I did it last year in San Diego.
Yeah,
I sung on the boat with Byron Courtney Wilson, one of the top singers now.
Yeah.
And they had me on with him. And did we sing on the cruise? Yes, we had a time. And that was the favor of God. The radio station out there brought me in to share the stage with Byron Courtney Wilson. And we did sing. So it's an honor.
I want to thank you so much, Evangelist Lemmy Battles, for being here with us. I certainly enjoy this. I haven't laughed so much on an interview, but it was certainly a pleasure. Your energy, your vibe, your focus, your faith, your determination, your resilience, all of that came through tonight. And, you were very clear. Wonderful, wonderful voice. We have now a new artist that we're going to spend some time listening to. And we look forward to, if you have ever have the opportunity, to be here in the Bahamas. And I'm sure many persons would want to hear you. And we always end our show by saying,
can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
That they can download my music on all digital outlets. Yes. Never stop trusting God.
Great. So we can go on online and we can get Lemmy Battles music.
Yes.
We always end the show by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. We heard this evening that Lemmy Battles, she was in the church sometime, but the church wasn't in her and she changed. And so if you want to pursue your greatness, if you want to become the best version of yourself, you must remember that you have to make the changes, you have to make the adjustment.
Yes.
The only thing which is left to say is be good, walk good, take care of yourself, one love and Ubuntu. You've been listening to The Essentials. Good night.
God bless. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.